Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts and souls, O God, be pleasing to you, you who are our light in the darkness. Amen. So the psalm that we heard this morning, Psalm 22, it might sound familiar to you, but maybe you're more familiar with the version from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which has the opening words of, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? From the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Those very words from Psalm 22, you also might recall from the time of Jesus hanging on the cross when he yells out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, in the Jewish tradition, children learned the Psalms orally from their parents. You see, the mother often would recite these Psalms over and over and over again until the children knew them and knew them so well that they became like a song of the heart. Mary likely did this with Jesus. So when Jesus cried out from the cross, Mary and James and all of those who were gathered there, they knew the psalm that he was reciting. They might have even joined in him saying it. They would understand the meaning that filled their hearts and all who heard it. Maybe the 23rd psalm does that for you. You hear that begun. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And immediately your mind begins reciting that beautiful psalm. Mary and James and all who gathered at the foot of the cross, they knew this Psalm 22, this psalm of tribulation. Now, hymns of tribulation or songs of tribulation are sung from a place of really pain and struggle. They give voice to the experience of suffering. They send a plea out to God to see that suffering and to come and bring relief and renewal. This psalm recognizes the pain that we as humans go through and that wondering of where the hell is God? And then it brings reassurance of God's presence and brings us back to praising God. This psalm is a meditative psalm. And so today, for some, it might be pushing you out of your comfort zone a little. For others, it might just feel good and natural. But for today, for the rest of the sermon time, I want to lead you in a guided meditation. Now, just know that you cannot meditate wrong. There is no wrong way to meditate. So you can put that aside. And meditation, after all, is a form of prayer. Just as singing is a form of prayer and reading scripture and spoken. So I invite you now to find as comfortable a position as you can. For those who are in the sanctuary against the pews, I know that can be a struggle, but try to find a comfortable seat. For those at home, sit back comfortable. You can lie down even. If you want to fix your eyes on something, you can use the front candle here. Just soften your gaze or close your eyes. And start by taking some nice deep breaths, inhaling through your nose, following that breath down into your body, and then exhaling through your nose or your mouth, whichever is more comfortable. Just take a few deep breaths and settle in. Breathing in and breathing out. Notice the sounds that are surrounding us right now. The wind, the voices of love making murmurs. as we continue to sit together and meditate, I invite you to think of a time in your past, a time which was maybe hard to get through. Maybe it was a time where you, like the psalmist, wondered, where is God in this time? We heard our psalmist refer to being picked up and bullied, being thrown to the wolves. Maybe it's a time where you felt like that. A hard time in your life. I invite you to go back there, remembering where you were during that time. What surrounded you? What smells accompanied this time? Imagining this time, recall, what did you feel like? As you notice that feeling, whether it's sadness or frustration or anger, notice where you feel it in your body right now. What is that feeling, and where is it in your body? Recalling this hard time, who was there with you? Who were your helpers, as Mr. Rogers calls them? Who helped you get through this time? Was it a friend, maybe? A spouse? A pet? Was it a song that you heard playing in your heart over and over again, giving you hope during this difficult time? Who was there? Who was with you? And noticing who's with you, notice the feeling that that person or song or pet or thing brings to you. What feeling did they impart? Maybe it was a feeling of comfort, a feeling of hope, a feeling of love, of support and care. Notice that feeling that is brought forth, and notice, where do you feel that in your body? Feeling this emotion from your helpers, may you recognize and know that God is and was there. That God was in your helpers who brought you that support, whatever it might have been, the calm, the advice, the love, the support, the care. God was there. That God did not forsake you. Hear the words from the Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. Sitting in this memory, in this challenging time, trusting that your support that showed up, that was God, that God was there. And now I invite you to think of this past week. Think of a time in the last week or so that you felt or saw hope or goodness or love. Think of that time in this past week. Maybe it brings a little smile to your face. Thinking of a joyful, beautiful moment. Notice, where do you feel this resonate in your body? How does it feel to recall a beautiful, hopeful, joyful, lovely time from the past week? And as you feel that, as you recall that memory, be still and know that I am God. Know that God is that time, that God is that love, that support, that care, that joy and hope in which you encountered this past week. And if it's hard to bring something to mind, think of some beauty you saw in the world. Whether it was just a moment of the sun slipping through the cloudy skies, or the murmur of babies in the space. Know that that is God, and God is there. Sit with these moments. As you inhale, breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale calm and peace. And just for a moment more, allow yourself to feel the love, the support, the care of God surrounding you, like a blanket wrapped around your shoulders. Imagine that and feel the warmth, the comfort, the coziness. And now coming back into our holy space where God is. Let your feet, your toes wiggle a little, your fingers, your head and shoulders. And as you gently open your eyes, trust and know that God is here. Thanks be to God. Amen.